الحمد لله رب العالمين لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك عبد لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له من أرضى الله بإسخاط الناس أرضى الله عنه الناس ومن أسخط الله بإرضاء الناس أسخط الله عليه الناس ومن أصلح سريرته أصلح الله على نيته وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وقائدنا وقدوتنا وأستاذنا ومعلمنا محمد رسول الله إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد أيها الأحبة في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
Brothers, there's a white BMW B822 that is parked on the corner that is obstructing the bus to come in. A BMW white in color, registration B822 parked on the corner. Please remove your car immediately.
The Ummah of Islam has just entered a very, very auspicious month, the month of Ramadan. A month which is known as Shahrul Quran, the month of the Quran. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the month of the Noble Quran. And the question is, why is this a month of the Quran? Glad tidings, O Ummah of the Quran. Glad tidings, O Ummah of Sawm, O Ummah of Ramadan, that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, in the court of the King of Kings, in the court of the Judge of Judges, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the Quran that you are reciting, the fast that you are observing, will come as an intercessor, will come as a shafi' in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to intercede on your behalf. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those. We are not talking of any ordinary book. We are not talking of a magazine. We are not talking of a novel. We are talking about the Noble Quran. That Quran which Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed unto the Ummah of the Quran, so that this Quran can be a means of nur. So that this Quran can be a constitution. This Quran is a civilization for those who claim to believe in this noble Quran. This Quran is a means of barakah. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ This Quran is a means of guidance. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ This is the Quran that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed this Ummah with. So that this Quran can be a means of guidance for us. What is the purpose of this Quran? Why did Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal bless this Ummah with this Quran? Is it so that we can adorn the walls of the masajid? Is it so that we can take this Quran out on the occasion of a mayyat and recite the Quran? Indeed, it is an important thing to do. But this Quran is there for the living, not for the deceased. What is the purpose of this Quran? Has this Quran been revealed so that we open our gatherings on the Noble Quran. Indeed, this is a good thing to do, but that is not the purpose of the Quran. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, but we should understand that the Quran was not revealed only for the month of Ramadan. This Quran is there to make decisions in our life. وَأَنِحْكُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ. This Quran is there, my beloved brothers, to guide us through the journey of life. This Quran is there for the purpose of tadabbur, for the purpose of contemplation. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complains that why does insan not make tadabbur? Why does insan not contemplate and ponder over the Quran? Are there locks placed on our hearts that our hearts are not receptive? Our hearts are not open to the Quran? My beloved brothers, the Quran is revealed for a purpose. This Quran is that very same Quran that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een used to derive maximum benefit from this Quran. They would derive inspiration from this Quran. They would derive guidance from this Quran. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to walk in the gullies of Madinat al-Munawwara, in the streets of Makkah al-Mukarrama, then the sound, like the sound of bees that are buzzing, would go into the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this? It was the recitation of the Noble Quran. Every person was engaged in reciting the Noble Quran. The young were reading the Quran. The old were reciting the Quran. The males and the females were reciting the Quran. Every person was engaged with the tilawa of the Quran. And this was not only in the month of Ramadan. Throughout the year, people used to engage themselves with the Noble Quran. This Noble Quran, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum used to become excited. They used to become happy on the fall of night. Why? Why would they become happy with the falling of night? Not like many other people who become happy because in the darkness of night they can commit the sins and they can transgress the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba used to become excited with the coming of the night because this was a time for them to communicate with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal through the Noble Quran. They could communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the nights with the Noble Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them in the Noble Quran. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. That the nights of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were such that very little time used to be spent in resting and in sleeping. The rest of the time, the major part of the night used to be spent in communicating with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal via the Noble Quran. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum would be affected by the Quran. They used to be affected by the Quran. The Quran was there to offer solutions to the problems of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That very same Quran is here for us today, offering solutions to our problems. The problem and the difficulty is that there is no one to accept and be receptive to the Quran, to learn the Quran, to understand the Quran, and to make the Quran his or her guide. And the question is, that the very same Quran that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum followed, we are following that Quran. The very same Quran Sahaba recited, you and I are reciting the same Quran. The very same Quran that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum engrossed and engaged themselves with, you and I are doing the same. What is the problem? Why were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum such that Allah describes them in the Quran? That وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That when the ayat of Allah were recited, the iman of the Sahaba would increase. وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Their hearts would tremble out of the fear and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are reciting the same Quran. What is our condition? Are our hearts trembling? Are our hearts shaking out of the fear and the awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is our iman increasing? A question that each one has to ask himself. And the reason that the Quran is not having the same effect that it had upon the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, like somebody very, very beautifully explained, that indeed the Quran is the same, but the hearts are not the same. The Quran is the same Quran, but the hearts have changed. The hearts of the Sahaba were empty. The hearts of the Sahaba were reserved for the love of the Quran, were reserved to accept the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there was no place of the dunya in the hearts of the Sahaba. Our hearts have changed. My heart is filled with the love of the dunya. My heart is filled with anxiety and worries of the dunya. Therefore, there is no place for the Quran. Yes, I may recite it with my tongue, but it will not have the same effect upon my heart. My place is not reserved for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as much as I claim that I love Allah and His Rasul, as much as I claim that the deen of Islam is my priority, that is something that is lip service. It has not entered into my heart. And this is a problem that we have. Therefore, it is important for us to understand and to look at the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they were affected by the Quran. The incident of Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is very, very famous, how he had embraced Islam. That he was the mission of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The task of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was assigned to him. And he left walking in the streets of Medina with his sword unsheathed. And with what intention to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billahi min dhalik. On the way he meets a sahabi, and the sahabi asks that, "Oh Umar, where are you going to?" He says that, "I am on my way to assassinate and kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So the sahabi radiallahu anhum becomes worried, and he says, "How can I keep Umar away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How can I keep Umar away from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" So he thinks of an idea and he says, "Oh Umar, you are going to assassinate Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whereas your own family members have accepted Islam. Islam has entered into your own household." So Umar radiallahu anhu changes his direction immediately. And he heads off towards his sister's house, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He goes and he knocks on the door. And he hears the sound of the lessons of the Quran taking place in the house. And this was the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They used to say that they used to love the Quran. They used to learn the Quran and love the Quran. So any opportunity to learn the Quran, they would take that opportunity and learn the Quran and then practice upon the Quran. So they were receiving lessons in the Quran when they heard Umar radiallahu anhu in all his might, with all his anger, knocking at the door. Immediately the muallim, the tutor who was Khabbab radiallahu anhu, he took the pages and he went and he hid away in one of the inner rooms of the home. And then they unlocked the door. Umar radiallahu anhu came in a state of anger and fury. And he slapped his sister in such a state that she started bleeding profusely. Nevertheless, the incident is lengthy. Umar radiallahu anhu then felt ashamed of what he had done to his sister and he asked to see what they were reciting. The sister said that you are impure. Umar radiallahu anhu agrees and he goes and he takes a ghusl. He takes a bath, he purifies himself. And then he comes and he starts reciting the first verses that he recites. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Taha ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa illa tazkiratan liman yakhsha tanzilan mimman khalaqa al-arda was-samawati al-ula ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa. Until he comes to the verse Allahu la ilaha illa له الأسماء الحسنى. A few verses. Umar radiallahu anhu is at that time in the state of kufr. Iman has not entered his heart, but he recites these few verses of the Quran. And that very same Umar who leaves with the intention of assassinating Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire heart is changed. He is a transformed Umar. He is a new Umar. And he says that, "Take me to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Khabbab radiallahu anhu listens to this and he comes out from the room in which he was hiding. And he says that, "I will take you, O Umar." He says, "Glad tidings, O Umar, that today you have become the one who is the result of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says that last night Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held onto the cover of the Kaaba and he made dua that, "Oh Allah, strengthen Umar with strengthen Islam with one of the two Umars, either Umar ibn al-Khattab or the other Umar who was Abu Jahl." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted Islam in your favor, O Umar. And then he takes Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holds onto the garment of Umar radiallahu anhu and he pulls him towards him and he says, O Umar, has the time of your Islam to accept Islam not come yet? Umar radiallahu anhu says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. This was the impact of the Quran upon the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This was the influence of the Quran, even in the state of kufr. Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu, another Sahabi, before he had accepted Islam, he was told by the people in the, by the Quraysh and the Kuffar of Makkah, that this person, referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is an insane person. He is talking nonsense, don't even listen to him. So Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu, in order to protect himself from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, takes pieces of cotton wool and he stuffs it into his ears. And he is moving around, he is walking around in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and he comes in close proximity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting verses of Surah At-Tur, and it so happened that the cotton wool fell out from the ear of Jubair ibn Mut'im, and the verse that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reciting, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. So Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu listens to this verse, and upon listening to one verse of the Quran, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أنك رسول الله. In a state of kufr, with the intention of not listening to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to say, but he listens to one verse of the Quran in the state of kufr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided that he will be granted hidayah through that. So this is the impact that the Quran has upon the hearts of people. Leave alone the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself described in the Quran that the Quran, the verses of the Quran have the strength to crumble mountains to smotherings. It has the strength to make mountains move from their places. It is for this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when the Quran was presented to the mountains, to the heavens and the earth to accept it, the mountains and the heavens and the earth refused and they apologized to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that, Ya Allah, the might of the Quran is such, we will never be able to handle the might of the Quran. But insan has taken on the responsibility of accepting the Quran, yet we find what injustice insan is doing to the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me first of all for not fulfilling the rights of the noble Quran. My beloved brothers, this Quran has the strength to make mountains move from their places. Indeed, this Quran will have the strength to make a change in our hearts, to bring a transformation in our hearts, provided that our hearts become receptive to the Quran. This is the month of Ramadan we have at our doorstep. We have just entered the month of Ramadan. This is the month of the Quran. Let us allow the month of Ramadan be a stepping stone for us to build our relationship with the Quran, to build that bond with the noble Quran. It is a noble month in which the greatest of books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was revealed. In the greatest of months, in the greatest of nights, by the greatest, via the medium of the greatest of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, in the greatest of languages, and that is the Arabic language, upon the greatest of personalities, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it became the means of hidayah for the greatest people of humanity after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who were in the gutters, who were disgraced. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated them by the means of the Quran. They became leaders of the noble Quran. My beloved brothers, as long as you and I make the Quran our leaders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us leadership in this dunya. The day we abandon the Quran, the day we use the Quran for our trivial matters of this dunya, the day we use the Quran as a ta'weez, the day we use the Quran merely at the time of mayyat, the day we use the Quran only to open our gatherings and to adorn the shelves, I am not saying for one moment that this is incorrect. It is the correct thing to do, but the Quran has is a greater purpose in our lives. The day we make the Quran our leader, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us leaders of this dunya. The day we abandon the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will abandon us and we will go to the gutters and the enemy of Islam will become leaders over us. My beloved brothers, we should remember that there is no honor, there is no respect except in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and each one of us present here the tawfiq and the divine assistance and the help to make the Quran our leader in this dunya, to attach ourselves with the Quran so that it becomes such that we find our solace, we find our peace of mind, we find contentment of heart in the noble Quran, we find that the Quran becomes a guide for us towards Jannah, towards the Akhirah, and the Quran also be a guide for us in this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month of Ramadan a means of spiritual upliftment for each one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to exert ourselves in the ibadah and in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ways that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us spiritual upliftment in this noble month of Ramadan. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين وأستودعكم الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Say Jazakumullah, Ahsanul Jazat, Morana, for those words of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding and the ability to practice, inshallah. One very important announcement, respected elders and brothers. For the past two Fridays, alhamdulillah, our collection was one for the Omonde Masjid that is being almost near completion, alhamdulillah. That was the previous week. And last week, the brothers had collected for the series Masjid in the Western Cape. Alhamdulillah, both these jamaats don't know how to express their thanks and gratitude for the Greenside Muslim Association and the brothers that attend our Jummah prayer. They said, Jazakumullahu Ahsanul Jaza, a special thank to one and all who have contributed. Alhamdulillah, brothers had opened their hearts to these two jamaats and they are well on their way towards completion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every cent that you have spent in His path, inshallah. And inshallah, today our collection will take place. Our humble Masjidur Rahmah collection, inshallah. So once again, we appeal and we make a humble appeal to our brothers, inshallah, to once again pour out their hearts. And it is in this Friday, your one rain you spend will equal to 70 rain. You get free mullahs. What do you call it? Mullahs. Eh? Free mullahs, inshallah. So every rain you spend, inshallah, 70 in return. Jazakumullah.